Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, of course, we're going to be talking about Organ Donor Week this week. It's come around so quick. Tell us your story about your son.
Yeah, so Archer is 10, almost 11, and he was diagnosed with alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency when he was 3 months old. He was very well for about 3 years, and then from 3 until almost 8, he was extremely sick little boy. We almost lost him quite a number of times. We knew the condition affected his liver and lungs, yep. And unfortunately for Archer, it affected his liver, and we were awaiting a liver transplant. So he was on and off the transplant list a couple of times, yep. And then in 2018 we were told he couldn't come off it. The only thing that he could get to save him was a liver. So,
okay. Tell me how you felt when you got that news.
The news that he needed a transplant?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely devastating. Everyone believes, or you think, you know, you just wish for a healthy child.
Yeah.
And to hear the news, not only that he had a rare condition, but then to hear that he also needed a transplant is just absolutely devastating. And
yep.
It sends you into a whole different world of parenting.
In 2021, 56% of families said yes to donation. 1 in 3 Australians are registered to be an organ donor. It'd be nice to have that 1 in 2 rather than 1 in 3 Australians, say 50% of Australia, signing up to say yes, they want to be an organ donor. You've been on both sides. You've looked at it from, because your son, of course, has spent a lot of time in Royal Children's Hospital in Melbourne and also Ronald McDonald House. Is there a message that you want to send to someone who might be listening here this morning in Bundy to say, look, you know, you've thought about it, but actually let's put pen to paper, so to speak?
Absolutely. I've said this a million times over, there's no greater gift than the gift of life.
Yep.
And I've been an organ donor since I was 18, when I got my first Medicare card. My thought was always, why would I not donate them and
yep.
save somebody else's life? So, you really, the effect you have not only on the recipient, but
yep.
the family and everyone around them is truly life-saving and gift-giving.
Yeah, for sure. How is Archer at the moment? How is he going?
He's going, liver-wise, he's going amazingly.
Yep.
We are in Victorian winter, so we're all a bit sick at the moment. But in terms of liver, he's just phenomenal. He's
yep.
The amount of growth he has had, he's almost taller than me.
Wow.
He's only 10. And, you know, no more yellow skin, no more yellow eyes, no more, you know, touch wood. We don't have hospital visits liver-related.
Yep.
And we're just living a whole different life. That's amazing.
Yeah, I can just imagine it. We said that at the start, you know, getting that news that your son could, you know, no longer make it because there's nothing on the list or anything like that, and he's going really well now, which is just fantastic. Is he there? Can we have a quick chat with him?
Yeah, I'll put him on. I'll just be 1 second.
All right, no worries at all. So just imagine that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls listening at home, where, you know, you get told that your son or your daughter, you know, is in a bit of trouble and now is okay because someone has been able to donate. You know, and this is what it's all about, this Organ Donor Week. And Nikki Irwin was my guest earlier. Now we're going to be talking to Archer. Archer, you there, mate?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Good to hear. Now tell us how you, you know, obviously it's been tough for you. You've been in and out of hospital. We can also see on your Facebook page, but we'll get to that in a few moments' time. So you're back at school. What's been happening? You're playing footy? You're playing sports? What are you doing?
I actually tried out for the football team a couple of weeks ago, and I think I made it.
Woohoo! That's awesome. So, from a health perspective, you're doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing amazing.
Yep. And, of course, we're talking about Organ Donor Week, and I was just saying to your mum that 1 in 3 Australians are registered to be an organ donor. It'd be nice to see 1 in 2 people register as an organ donor because it saves so many lives, including yours.
Yeah. What I think is amazing about it is some people sign up in tragic times, but they're also thinking about other people, and I think that's amazing.
I agree 100%, buddy. So who are you playing for? Because obviously we're friends. Who are you playing for in the footy in Victoria?
I haven't been to school lately. But
Well, that's because you just don't want to go to school.
Hey.
I know, but that's all right. At least you're trying and you're doing pretty well. And what grade are you now?
I'm grade 5, but some people come up to me and call me a grade 6 since I'm really tall.
Ah, good. And your mum was saying that you're nearly taller than mum.
Yeah, but that's not hard.
You can't be saying that, young man. Hey, I tell you what, put mum back on. I really appreciate you jumping on the call and go back to school.
Never.
See you, buddy.
See you.
Oh, isn't it? You can just hear in the voice the happiness and mum's back. Nikki, you there?
I am.
You can just hear, you can just hear in Archer's voice there the happiness that, you know, A, he's not at school. Well, you know, I mean, who wants to go to school, let's be honest. But also the fact that he's trying out for different things and he's doing really well.
He is, yeah. I was very proud of him. I didn't even know he was going to try out for it. So it's a massive thing for him and his confidence to be trying that. So I'm very proud of him.
So if anyone is listening this morning who is interested in becoming an organ donor or has thought about it but hasn't taken the next step, what can they do?
It's very simple. It literally takes a minute. You can go on the internet to donatelife.gov.au.
Yep.
And register as an organ donor. You just need your Medicare card and you can just fill out the information and they'll send out a donor card to you. If I could just say one more thing,
sure.
Dan, in terms of in Australia, the law is whilst we all register as donors, it's actually the family members that get to have the final say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important that everyone has, the most important thing is to have those conversations with your family, friends, or next of kin, whoever that may be, and to just make sure that your decision is very clearly said and heard, because that, you know, it's at a really tough time for families to be making a big decision like that. And I know I've read stories and heard stories of people feeling that they've made the right call because they've had those discussions. So it is a really important part of it.
Very well said, and really appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for helping spread awareness. We're really grateful.
Indeed. Anytime, Nikki Irwin there joining us on 1332 4BU.